Daytona Beach, Florida. In our ongoing series, Rediscovering America, Travel Traders Close to Home, I'll tell you what, I found one of them. It's called Daytona Beach, a community of communities, a very energetic, avant-garde community and a travel and tourism destination. And get this, it's an arts destination. And I had just completed a media trip here in Daytona, and I have lots of stories to tell you about. But I want to get to that later. I want to talk about something else just for a little bit. I want to talk about the travel industry as the largest on the planet and why the traveling public really needs to know how this all happens. The travel industry affects the global, national, regional, and local economies directly and in many different ways. But it's an industry that's made up of a vast number of highly trained, skilled, and I'm going to emphasize this, experienced professionals who make this industry what it is, very successful, and also very important to the planet we live on. For example, convention and visitors bureaus, travel suppliers of all kinds, even and especially local businesses, the restaurants, the cultural institutions. And by the way, Daytona Beach has some wonderful cultural institutions. But we also have a global network of public relations specialists. These are people who work in the travel industry, and they're essentially educators. Not all teachers are in classrooms. And our public relations colleagues are some of the best communicators that you'll find anywhere. And I'm sitting next to one of the best known in North America, and her name is Georgia Turner. Good morning, Georgia.
Good morning.
You've had a very early morning. How come?
Well, I had to take somebody to the airport at 5 o'clock this morning and then take some other people to breakfast, but I'm ready to go again. It's beautiful today.
You're a totally dedicated person. And you've been mother to us. You have been the organizer. You've kept us on schedule, but you've also given us a real insight into Daytona Beach. And this is what we as travel journalists really appreciate and really need. You're usually the first contact we have. Now I want to ask you, how did you get into this business?
Well, I was a journalism major. I went to Auburn University in Auburn, Alabama, and had the opportunity to be a cooperative education student, and I got a job in public relations. No public relations background at that time, but I got into a health department job. And just saw that I liked the health department. But after I got out of school, I had to go back and work at a newspaper. And while I was at the newspaper, it was not very exciting. So I decided I got all these press releases and started doing a travel column for my newspaper. And through that, I got associated with an organization called the Alabama Mountain Lakes Association. It was a regional tourism association for my home area. And I just loved them. And there was a PR person there that I told him if he ever left, I wanted his job. So I moved to Atlanta to take a magazine job, and about 9 months after I was into the magazine job, the man from Alabama Mountain Lakes called me and said, I'm leaving. Do you want my job? And if you can believe this, I went in, and the woman that I interviewed with at that time said, I'm looking for a man for this job because you have to move a lot of things, and you have to carry a lot of boxes and things and what your job would do. And I took off my suit coat and showed her my muscle. And I really did that. And I just said, I can do anything that any man can do. And had that job for several years until I met a man who I eventually married, but he was moving to Daytona Beach, Florida, to go to school at an aeronautical university here. And that brought me to town.
Very famous university here, too.
Exactly right, Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. And that's what brought me to Daytona. And we didn't have any jobs at first. He worked at a sunglasses I worked at a sunglasses manufacturer, and he worked screwing bottle caps at Hawaiian Tropic suntan lotion factory. So we just came, really, you know, left good careers and came to Daytona with nothing. So, and from there, I went to work with the Daytona Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau and loved what I did there.
these are all what I call transferable skills. You pick up, you go, you start again, and you have the initiative, but you also have vision. And Georgia, a lot of people have told me about you, and this is the first time I've actually met you. But what they say, in essence, is Georgia is a person with vision. Where'd that come from?
I have two very, very strong grandmothers, and one of them taught me how to work because they were both widowed at a young age. One of them taught me how to work, and the other one taught me the love of travel. And they're just the two instrumental people in my life, and I won an award one time, and I thank both of them for both of those traits because travel and work go together, as you know. You've got to love to work and work hard and work a lot in the travel industry. It's just it's a very busy industry, but it's so rewarding. Everything that we do, I feel right now I'm just on cloud nine after a successful media tour because I showed you the place that I loved, and that's what it's all about.
Okay, so let's talk about travel and public relations. What do you think are the key skills? If someone wants to go into this business, what are the key skills you need to be in PR and especially in the travel industry?
I think that you just really have to have organizational skills. When I was in the fourth grade, I took a course called Study Skills, and it taught me how to study and outline and, you know, do to-do list and all of this kind of thing. And that has helped me, I promise. It has helped me, and I've told the teacher that taught me that a million times how much it helped me, because you just have to be very organized. And details, there's, you know, the details are just unbelievable. These last couple of days, we've done some things that probably weren't even possible, but I've had a lot of help. People know, you know, telling people you're only going to be there for 15 minutes, and if somebody starts trying to stay for 16 minutes, have to be the bad guy and say, come on, let's go, because this is only worth 15 minutes when we've got something else great to see. So there's a lot of that in my business. I have to be the bad guy sometimes, but that's okay.
But you're someone who really likes people.
I do, and I think it's a lot of fun. Everybody's got such a great story, and when you've got a good product like we do in Daytona Beach, it makes our jobs easy.
The company's called the Georgia Turner Group.
Right.
Tell me about that. How did that get started?
Well, after I worked with the Daytona Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau, I got a call that my company, or my old organization in Alabama, wanted me to come back and be the director where I had been before, 6 years before. So I went up there, and while I was there, got associated with a man who owned a business that brought travel writers into the area. I'd worked with him in Daytona and worked with him in Alabama, and he was retiring, so he asked me if I wanted to buy his business, and I did, because it was my favorite part of what I did in my other two jobs before. And everybody always says, if you do what you like, you'll be successful. And that's what I wanted to do. I love working with travel writers. This is my 22nd year in this business, in the tourism business, and I've loved every minute of it.
And before I forget, I want to get at this. Give us a website for Georgia Turner Group.
It's just georgiaturnergroup.com.
That's easy enough. Talk to me about some of your clients. Who are some of the destinations you represent?
Well, Daytona Beach is my biggest client. I live in Ormond Beach, which is the northernmost part of Daytona, and we promote seven communities within the Daytona Beach area. Sevierville, Tennessee, which is in the Great Smoky Mountains, Southwest Louisiana, Lake Charles, Louisiana, where they have all the great food and culture and that kind of thing. Lots of different places in Alabama. A lot of the places where I worked are still my clients. North Alabama area, Alabama Mountain Lakes region. We do a lot within the state of Georgia. I have two wonderful women that work for me, one that's in Nashville, Tennessee, and the other one that's in Atlanta, Georgia, that we just, this is what we do, is media tours.
And for this radio show goes out all across the world to anyone who understands, speaks English. Can you, this is going to be a difficult question, but I want you to just talk to them a little bit about the American South. Why is it such a special place?
Well, I'm a little partial because I'm from Alabama. I've lived in, well, my name is Georgia, too, but I've lived in Georgia. And I'm now experiencing Florida for the last, off and on for the last 20 years. And I just really think that it's the personality and the personalities, the people that you meet, is really what makes the South. Everywhere that you go, my job's very easy because all I have to do is set up an appointment, find the person who is in charge of the attraction, and they do the work. They tell the story. And there's so many wonderful, wonderful people. There's a man named Neil Shipman that was with Looney's Tavern up in North Alabama that had this great story about how one of the counties in the state of Alabama tried to secede from the Confederacy. Just some really, really interesting stories like that. But it's all about the personality, and it's all about the people. Some of the friendliest people that you'll ever meet in the whole entire world that would take you into their home, take you into their lives, love to talk about themselves and what they do and show you their life.
An incredibly rich culture on all levels. History, obviously. And I'm not forgetting the food, and we've had some of the best food here, quite frankly. The term Southern hospitality has actually entered the English language, and it's a concept unto its own. What is Southern hospitality?
Again, I think it's that feeling of no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, that Southern people welcome you. And it's really a very genuine welcome. They make you feel at home. They make you feel like you're a part of their family or one of their friends. And it's a real thing. A lot of people say, oh, Georgia, I know, maybe that's just you and you're like that. But it's not. And it's scary to some people, because when you're walking down the street in Montgomery, Alabama, people stop and say hello to you. And if you're from New York or from Budapest or wherever you are, you might not be used to that. But it's just a really wonderful thing. And you should, when you're in the South, you should get into the spirit and say hello back.
Sounds like grassroots public relations skills to me.
It is. It's really, I think some of the best PR people that I know are in the South. It's just because they're very welcoming.
So if people want to know more about what you do, it's georgiaturner.com. And I thank you for this. And I especially want to thank you for one of the best media trips I've been on in a long time.
Thank you. And I just have really enjoyed getting to know you. And thank you for your support of the tourism industry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.